parents become overwhelmed because their kids might be acting out at home and not following directions and aggressive, and or they might be getting involved in drugs, and the parents are feeling very concerned and don't know what to do. They go to the pediatrician.
So how are pediatricians reacting when these families come into their offices?
Pediatricians haven't had focused training on responding to mental health needs in the primary care setting. Pediatricians tend not to have very rich and functional relationships with systems of care for helping kids with mental health problems. So when they try to make referrals, it's often hard for them to get people in. They also don't have a way of collaborating with mental health professionals because the systems that provide mental health services are very separate from the systems which provide primary care services. So the problem is the pediatricians are hanging out to dry and their patients are too. So we provide pediatricians and other primary care providers with relationships with mental health teams. Each of the teams is responsible for creating relationships with primary care doctors who treat children in their respective region. So whenever a child comes in their office and there's a mental health need and they're not sure what to do and they have a question about what to do, they call our hotline and they get a call back from a child psychiatrist within minutes. And so we can become almost like a virtual presence in their office.
So can you give me an example of how a conversation like this might go?
We might hear about some of the symptoms that the pediatrician is reporting to us, and we might recommend to the pediatrician some specific techniques and strategies for discovering whether or not, you know, this is a depression. Because when these problems occur, it could be a variety of things. There could be drug abuse. There could be a reaction to a traumatic experience. There could be a learning disability. So we help the pediatrician over the telephone begin to sort out the nature of the problem. We may send them back to administer a depression screening instrument or a rating scale so that they can find out more about the symptoms. And we've actually been able to teach the pediatricians quite a bit about how to sort out mental health problems. Oftentimes, we move into a face-to-face consult with a child and the family to do more of a standard psychiatric evaluation.
How has this affected medication prescriptions? One thing we hear about is that pediatricians who maybe don't know what to do will just write a prescription. Has this brought down prescription writing that's not necessary? Has it had any other impact?
Well, we're trying to study that, and that was one of the major rationales for designing the program. We're training pediatricians how to use medications appropriately, and in some cases, we're encouraging pediatricians to prescribe psychiatric medications when they would otherwise feel uncomfortable. On the other hand, we are actually teaching pediatricians how to more effectively assess the need for medications. And we're also teaching pediatricians how to more effectively utilize non-medical and non-medication mental health services.
Now, there's still a shortage of child psychiatrists. There hasn't magically been an increase in the numbers. So how can you know that access really is going up and that all the kids that need specialized treatment are getting it?
If we're able to help the pediatricians to do as much as they can in the primary care setting, we're conserving the limited resource of the child psychiatrists in order to be able to be available to the kids who are most complex and who need them most.
Do you see this program as being integral to healthcare reform on a national basis?
Yeah. The whole movement of trying to reform our healthcare system is very much about trying to create systems in which all of the disparate parts of our mental health and medical systems are really working in collaboration with one another. That there's an enormous amount of duplication of services in healthcare because people aren't really working together. And we're hoping that people will look at the model that we provided with our program as a possible model for how other specialists, such as gastroenterologists and cardiologists and hematologists, might relate to primary care doctors.